How are you? Okay, so we're in Shoftim. So there's a very vulgar Rashi. You have to learn Rashi. One of the ikrim of Elul is to learn Rashi. So Rashi in the parsha says a chiddush in Malchus. Now we have the parsha of Melech. Man Malchi Rabbanan. We should be Melechim. We should be Man Malchi Rabbanan. We should be Melechim. So we have to learn Malchus. So it says here in Rashi, Achilish, that Shaul HaMelech, the Shmuel HaNavi, told Shaul to wait for him, wait for him 7 days until I come, and then you'll offer a korban. And Shaul did not wait for him. Shaul did not do what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, wait for him 7 days. And then I'll come to you, and you'll together we'll offer a korban. And Shaul did not do that. Shaul did not wait 7 days. He offered the korban before Shmuel came, and therefore Shmuel said that your malchus won't be miskayim because you didn't do what I said. So it says in Rashi, it's a mitzvah kal shel navi. It's like a light mitzvah of a navi. Navi told. Navi told Shaul what to do, and Shaul did not do this. Why didn't Shaul do it? So why didn't Shaul do it? So it says in Shmuel Aleph, say why didn't Shmuel do it? Because in Shmuel Aleph, it says that because the Am was kilo going, the Am was waiting for the korban, and Shmuel wasn't coming. So the Am said, okay, we'll go. Kilo the Am said, well, we can't wait all this time for Shmuel to come. It's too much time to wait. So Smela Shaul said everyone was leaving. Shaul felt like pressure. Shaul felt everyone's leaving. No one's staying here. Everyone's leaving. So Kilo Pella, it's like something Pella and Shaul knew very well what Shmuel said. Shmuel said to wait, and Kilo Shaul felt like pressured. Some pressure that everyone was leaving and the whole Am was leaving, so he pressured again. It says in the pasuk that he knew they should have waited. It says a Peleg is having a Shmuel here, but it says that Shmuel knew that they should have waited, but he was under pressure and he didn't wait. So because he was under pressure. And didn't wait, so Shmuel said that he lost his malchus. Okay, tell us that Shaul HaMelech is a big tzaddik, a big gadol b'Torah. He's gadol. He knows everything. Shaul HaMelech is a big gadol, but Shmuel didn't wait. Again, Shmuel told him to wait, but Shmuel didn't wait. Maybe he lost. His malchus was not miskayim. He did another chet later with Agag, but mashmadet. Agag alone this chet was the first before Agag. The chet was before Agag. They should have waited and didn't wait. So what's the musaf for us? If we have any mitzvah kala, let's say. We ask a God of a Torah what to do. So we what to do. He says, do this. So we have to do what he says. You have to have a case where you ask some God of a Torah, what should I do? God says, do this. You know, but a real God, not like a stump person. Yes, a real God of a Torah, what to do in some Indian. He says, do this. So you must do what he says. No, you think not, even though maybe it's not mistaber, all this. We have to learn Musa from this Shaul mistake of Shaul HaMelech to not make such a mistake. If we have some Gadol told us to do this, so do this. Do what the Gadol said. This we haven't got today, we had no Navi today, but we have Gdolim, so we ask them, if we have supposed to ask them what to do in whatever earth thing we're asking, so. So do what they say. Then that's maybe for us a limud. Because Shaul didn't pella. Shaul doesn't do what Shmuel said. Marish pella gazach. Shmuel is a navi. Shmuel Shaul knows who Shmuel is. Shmuel is a Navi Hashem, so he must do what it's a Navi, not a down person, even a Godel. It's a Navi Hashem, so he must do what Navi says. Navi Shmuel made Shaul Melech. So Shmuel, everything Shaul did was Al Pi Shmuel. Shmuel was a Navi Hashem. Shmuel saying what Hashem wants. I want to do what Navi says. So see, we haven't got today Nevi'im. We have no Nevi'im today. But if we have Gedolim, we have to ask God or Shaila. So ask God what to do. What should I do? So if you ask God what to do. This is a story, very, very nice story that Moshe Aaron Stern said. Moshe Aaron Stern said the following story. that in Kol Torah was some safer. There was questionable, I don't know what safer, some questionable safer that wasn't so pushed, safer was good. So a bracha who was bothered by this safer went to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach v'Shiva what to do. So Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, kind of a safer is not so pushed, but okay, we'll leave it. So we have it, so leave it. You know, we have it, so leave it. So he told him, we have it, so leave it. So stay there. It's like a not so push it, but okay. We have it, so leave it. Let it be. But the bracha was very, very disturbed. The bracha went back to his American bracha. Went back to America, and before he went to America, he took the sefer and tore it up. And left it in some corner. So he left it in some corner. Then they found the sefer in the people who cleaned or whatever, found a safe in some corner. They understood that bracha was the one that tore it up. And Rav Shlomo Zalman heard about it. He said, tell the bracha that I have on him a kpeda. Kpeda. Fine. So the bracha said, okay. They told the bracha, I said, okay, b'seder. We're this old rabbi in Yerushalayim, kpeda, said, I'm in America. I'm free. I'm my own world. That's it. So the bracha married. Few years without children, right? No children. It's the few years of no children, very, very disturbing. So he thought, oh, maybe Taka, this old rabbi is I didn't do what he said. So he came back to Eretz Yisrael, this bracha from America. I think this story. I think he married without children. I think so. And he went to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and I told him that if you didn't ask me, you did it. Okay, you didn't ask me. But you asked me, and you didn't do what I said. You asked me, I said, it's not, the clear is not so good, but leave it, okay, it's okay, leave it. And you tore the sefer without, and you did negate what I said. What is this? So he has mechila, he gives mechalim, and he had children right away. This is the story that Moshe Aaron said. So if we ask the real Godel, some Eitzah, and you have to do what he said. Maybe this is the Musar of Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech is a teller. Why he didn't do what Shmuel, we don't understand it. Okay, but for some reason, but so that we should do, we have some Eitzah from a real Godel, to do Eitzah, so do the Eitzah. Do what he says. See, after I heard Eitzah, I used to ask Meg Bone Shalas and not sure I did. I tried to do everything what they said. So, I tried to do what they said. Whatever. I didn't write down. I should write down whatever I asked. Okay, but whatever I remember. So if we ask a real Godel, real Godel, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a good Godel, real Godel. So he says the sefer is not good, but believe it. So he says no. I'm tearing it up, going against Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's not good. So no children. Then yes, Makiva, children. See, okay. So we have to learn mostly from this Rashi of Shlomo Melech.
I used to tell people to grow a beard, not to wear a watch, but people just listen to him like when they came there, not like
yeah. Okay, see, but the second show, Rav Chaim. See, Rav Chaim, Rav Yoshev held not that way. Rav Yoshev, his shvir, held, was Rosh World Watch. He wore a watch in public. So, okay, I'm not sure. It needs Ian. Rav Chaim held not to wear a watch, right? Grow a beard. So, no, right, not everyone heard. Okay, it's could be if he told you, if he himself told you, think she should do what he said. No, say watch, grow a beard. Okay, okay, I'm not sure. And if and kind of told many people about grow beards, don't wear watches, right? So, okay, I'm not sure. This Ian. Okay, who am I? I'm nothing. Clap and the kind of ask you like zero, seven, zero. Okay, but I'm not here. But there could be things. Could be things. Okay, I'm not sure. Needs Ian. If he told you not to wear a watch or wear a beard, okay, it needs Ian. What to do? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe if they ask Rabbanim, Gedolim, what to do? If they ask a Gadol, if Rabbanim told you not to wear a watch or wear a beard, what to do? We have to ask. Not we haven't got his caliber, but maybe another a big rav to Shemachria, what to do if it's not. If it isn't noach for you, or what to do? Okay, right. Okay, right. So we got a Rebbe in Yerushalayim, had a Rebbe, Rav Chenvert, big God of Torah. And I used to ask him almost everything I did, so I tried to follow him. I tried when I could, my best to follow him. Okay. Yeah, but we see a Musa Nur, Shaw melt into what Shmuel said, and lost Malchus. Something mazel. Okay, I don't know why it's called mitzvah kala. I don't know why it says kala. It's like, it's Shmuel Navi's words. I don't know why it's called kala. Okay, but Navi, Shmuel Navi said, wait for me, and Shmuel didn't wait, so Shmuel, and then he made the carbon, and Shmuel came. He came right away, almost right away after the carbon. He said, no, why don't you wait for me? I told you to wait. He says, I couldn't wait, and the whole thing. So he lost Malchus. So we have to, wherever we can, we should try to do what, if we ask a Shaila, we should try and do what the Gadol said, what the Rav said, what the Gadol said. If we have a Shaila, ask the Gadol, whatever we ask him. You know, ask him. Okay, fine. So we have to learn the sugya of Malchus of Shaul HaMelech and everything, Malchus. Okay. So in Tel Yoyitz now has Achilish Gadol in Achilish Tiyas. Now we have the Emunah also, we have to slow work on Emunah all our life to have Imam Hashem, to see Maase Hashem, see Hashem in our life. I'll tell you, it says a pasuk in, now we say, B'Av Hashem Orev Yishi, it says, L'cha Amar Libi Bakshu Fonai. What does that mean? So that means that Hashem is in your heart. Your Lev is telling you, L'cha Amar Libi. And I think it says in Rashi, in Tillim, that Hashem is speaking. He says, Hashem who's in everyone's heart is saying, Bakshu Fonai. He'll look for me. Achilish, that Hashem, who's in everyone's heart, is telling everyone, L'cha Amar Li Bi, look for me. This is Achilish, no? And there's Achilish pshat in the, we say every day in the Dov Hashem Orev Yishi. So it says L'cha So it says in the Rashi, Bakshul Fanai. Right. Bakshul Kulchem Yisrael es Panai. Panechan Hashem Avakesh. So I do what Hashem says. I look for Hashem. So what should I look for Hashem? Because look for Hashem in your life. Look, he means, look for Hashem in your life. You'll kill what, how Hashem's helping you, what Hashem is doing to you. This is the chat in the pasuk. Bakshu Panai, look for me. Look what happened today and see what happened today, Tuesday, what happened, how Hashem helped you or what Hashem did to you. So Hashem, he is a chiddush. He says, look for me. Bakshu Panai. Isn't that a chiddush? No. L'cha Amar Li Bi, Bakshu Panai, look for me. Look how I'm helping you. Look how I'm with you. It's a chiddush, no, a chiddush. Lecha Marli B Bakshu Fanei. Okay, so Kiddush. Because we have to look for Hashem in our life. It's a amuna. Hashem helped us and helping us and helped us. Okay, so in the Pel Yoritz, it says here Achilish Nerva in Achilushia Achilish Otzer. He says here, I can make every suda I ate suas mitzvah. Everything I'm eating in my house, breakfast or supper or something. No one's there. I'm alone or with my wife. Just a regular suda, eating fish, whatever you're eating. Nothing major. Eating bread and something. And you can make every suas mitzvah. He chiddush noyra. How? So he says like tnoim. One thing you have to be like the Rambam. Rambam says you have to mechavin. I'm eating. I should be buried with chazak. This is the Rambam. It says the Rambam says it. This is just a kavana. Not eating stamaze. I'm hungry and I want to eat. But just also think I'm eating. I want to be strong. I'll learn well. I'll daven well. I'll do mitzvahs well. This is quite a basic kavana of the Rambam. We just eat out. We're eating anyway. We're nothing eating. Whatever we're eating, something simple. But just say I'm eating. L'shem I should be buried with chazak to serve Hashem. See this chiddush? No chiddush. He says, "Eba zeh, there'll be suas mitzvah." Chiddush, no, I can make every suda I make, breakfast, lunch, supper, whatever I eat, anything all day. I want to drink something. I'm thirsty, sir. I'm thirsty. I have to drink something. But I should just eat a mashu. I'm doing it. I should be happy and serve Hashem. No, is that chiddush? No, that's one tonight. Is the chiddush no? It's much. His pilus atzuma. I can make every suda, not only bar mitzvah, a wedding, a pidyon ben, a bris milah. Every suda, bris milah. Next time bris milah, I'm eating in my home somewhere where 11 at night, eating something. But whatever I'm eating in my home, no bris milah, no pidyon ben, like a bris milah. See this? Isn't that chiddush? You heard the chiddush neira of the holy pillar yoitz. Just like, it's like a few tenoyim. What from one tenoy is, the thing I'm eating, I should be boreh v'chazak. Then I should daven. So you say, I don't know if we know it this way. It says in Mishtibur, we say, Hashem roi lo echsar v'evi suda. But, okay, don't do that. Everyone does that. Rabbi Elio, do you say, Hashem roi lo echsar v'every time you eat? You eat?
No.
No, so I don't do it either. So, okay, I don't do it either. He says to say, "Lispala al-mazono." Okay, that needs Ian. What that means? Okay, I don't think we do that. It could be we should do that. Okay, we have to me'ayin in this world. What to do about this? They said to say brachas well. Say shakol ni'ah b'dvar, bori pira etz. Well, you know, bori pira dama. Yeah, say brachas slowly. That's also one tonight. Say shahakol, and if you're benching, bench well, or ala michya, bench well. Born the first kibul, that's also part of the Indian. So maybe one thing is boy the chazak. Then it's power mazono. We have to be ma'ain in that. But say brachas well. That's very important. Say shema Hashem well. Just one second more, say, Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Shakol Nir B'dvaro. Just say, like, 2 seconds more. Just make it. He says the Kiddush. The person who says it, Bracha B'kol, has no sekes. That say, people say, that say, Bracha, I'm not sure, I forgot. But if you say it B'kol, then you know you said it or not said it. Okay, that's when so brachas b'kol, that we can do. We can make brachas b'kol. Then wherever we're home. Just say shakol, where prayer eats or something. Just say well, that's all. Then 2 seconds more. Okay, then he said to dip the motzi in melech. They say when I say see we haven't got always we should I don't always do that. And maybe it's a mistake. No, and we should have always melech on the table. If we eat bread and dip with melech, right? Everyone does that? Everyone does with melech? Everyone does that? With melech? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, then he says now he says, bring down a story of Rabbi Shlomo Najara, I think a big makubo. He says that Rabbi Shlomo Najara would sing by his table, and Malcha Shoris would come and be next to him. But then Rabbi Shlomo Najara, it was very very hot, so his arms weren't covered. He's like didn't wear long sleeves or. So Mele, the Malcha Shoris left him, Pele, and the Arizal saw it and told him, and he came back and he went and you have to sit by a table like the kavod, not like eat like. Okay, I'm not sure if the Adaga what the kavod is. We should always have wear long sleeves. So it's very very hot. It's very hot to wear long sleeves in the house where no one's looking at you. Okay, that also needs to eat, but you have to eat the kavod, not like stam. Eat the kavod and with derech eretz, not like chopping the food or you know, eating with kavod. Okay, then it says also to you not eat like till you're full. Eat like regular, not like you're full. And if you eat it full, then he says you'll become not healthy. If you overeat, it doesn't make you healthy. It makes you not so healthy. He says to eat l'shem shemayim, not eat sweet things. People don't want to eat sweet. Everything's sweet. Sugar is sweet, which is not so healthy. So he says to eat, he's saying to us we can have all our suras mitzvah. Maybe the main thing we should be having we're eating to be strong for Baruch Hashem and say bracha as well, and try not to overeat. That's our health of not to eat and to be careful of anything iser in the food. And he says not to be angry. He says not to be in kas b'chlal. No, not to be upset at anyone during the Suda. He says think about Mishnah. You're running or eating alone midnight. So think of a Mishnah which you know. Think of Mishnah. You know, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. In Mahavi, I was by the camera of Rabbi Ben Hurkin. I said the Mishnah in Mahavi Kli Me'er Shabbos Mevi'a Magula. You know, just a Mishnah, any Mishnah which you think about. It says think about a Mishnah, any Chazal. So it says here, you can make every Suras Mitzvah something Marvel, no Suras Mitzvah. Something very chashuah. Okay, so at least
I once asked the Rebbe if I should, if you be mechaving when I'm, let's say, you know, doing exercise or playing ball, that I'm doing it that it'll help me serve Hashem better. And he told me, he said, no, not necessarily. He said, maybe you should think about it. How Hashem wants you to be happy and enjoy. Was that specific to me, or is that just also like for other people?
Right, so that's like a shayla. I mean, according to the Rambam says that whatever you do, you should do. You're sleeping, taking a walk, anything you do, that I should be. It's a Rambam that I should be chazak and bari for Baruch Hashem. So maybe that Rebbe held that I don't know that you're not. That wouldn't speak to you. Could be. You know, it's like too high. So he says, be happy. And Hashem also wants to be happy. Maybe, could be that the Rebbe meant that you'll be happy, then you'll serve Hashem happy. Could be in the Kavana being happy is Nichol the Kavana of the Rambam of serving Hashem, maybe. Because if you're happy, so you serve Hashem. You're happy, so you serve Hashem. To Hashem with happiness. So, if you're happy, Hashem. So it could be that Rebbe held that that's nichlal in the kavana of happiness, the Rambam's kavana, maybe, because that being happy, you when you learn that you may you learn well, you daven well, so it could be that Rebbe meant that thinking of the Rambam's kavana maybe it's too high. I'll be stuck. Maybe it's too high, and could be healed. It won't last. You'll do it once, twice, and then you'll leave it. So, being happy is could be being happy is nichlal the Rambam's kavana. But you're happy. Hashem wants that for sure. Then you'll eat. Then you'll learn well, daven well, everything could be.
Sure.
Maybe people do this. I no one knows what people think, but Rav Shemati from any all my band didn't say this. Now we have Pel Yoitz, the Rambam. Not Pel Yoitz, the Rambam says it. The Rambam is very, very high. Okay. Maybe we'll try. Okay, maybe we'll try it for a few days. Now we're Tuesday, so maybe we'll try this week to film where we eat supper or something. We'll say just one night, so I should be happy. Happy is for sure. I should be happy and strong to be serving Hashem. And maybe we can try. Okay, no, maybe we can try it out. And see if we can do it. Maybe we can try it out and see if we can do this. Kavanah of the Pel Yoitz. I say I have biggest pilots. And Pel Yoitz says we can make every suras mitzvah. No, isn't that more? See, Rabbi Scheinberg, they say only eight suras mitzvah. He didn't eat stam azeh. He ate from bar mitzvah, his pidna, bens, or kosanis, weddings, because that's why I once heard him. He wanted to eat only, I think there's a Rambam. He should only eat suras mitzvah if you can. So, Paul, you're just saying we can make every suras mitzvah. Isn't that muradik, mash, muradik? Wow. That's just by, not by, no, see, we're eating alone, eating wherever you're eating at night, your home. No one's there. You're just thinking a bit, making a bracha as well, making, thinking, I'm even Shem Shemayim. Just one thought, nothing so major. Okay, so maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see if we can do it. That would be very chashuv, very, very chashuv. See, I didn't hear any of my band didn't say this. I mean, I remember they said they thought to eat Shem Shemayim. I don't remember. Could be they said that. I don't remember. Could be they did. They did that, but they held that for some people, it won't be so shy. Okay, so I'm not sure. Okay, fine. So we'll try to male our food. Now, Elo is a big problem with Elo. Elo, we have to be happy. It's very important not to be sad or be happy, but Nichlal and Elo also, Aliyah, so it's a part of Aliyah is this, maybe. Yeah, Aliyah, okay. Okay, fine, so we'll go, we're back to Sugi here, back to Sugi on. So I asked Rav Shengar potentially to this price appearance, and he told me it's Tzorchim. So he also had Tzorchim when he learned it, so he told me it's Tzorchim, and he'll try it. Try and make a beer about it. We're gonna try and make a beer about it. We're okay, thank you. So we're here. We'll try now to get again this whole figure of Pirish. So now hopefully now we can finish maybe till the inyam of Mitzitza maybe. No, till we'll see. Right, so it says here.